Welcome back. Yes, September is upon us. That means the Quincy Symphony Orchestra is getting ready to launch their brand new concert season. And it kicks off this year, a week from tomorrow. This will be September 12th, 4 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common with the Pops Concert on the Common with the Quincy Choral Society. So President Brian Hickox and conductor Yuichi Utagawa are here to tell us all about it. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you. It's great to see you.
Yeah. Happy, well, I don't want to say fall just yet. Certainly, it's coming, though, for sure.
Well, we're looking forward to another fun season.
Yeah, we are looking forward to it as well here at QATV, hopefully to provide some for our viewers to see some of your shows. But, Brian, how has the summer been going for the symphony?
Well, we're excited about the September 12th kickoff. You know,
what do you guys do over the summer, anyway?
We practice less.
With the conductor sitting right next to you, you have to say that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing this a long time. I know what goes on or what doesn't go on.
Do you remember the college years when you'd cram for the exam?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not me.
We're cramming for the concert right now.
I see. Okay. Now, do you get together at all over the summertime?
You know, some of the groups do, yeah. You know, parts of the orchestra. We don't do anything in the large orchestra format.
Of course, yeah.
However, there was the 225th anniversary of the founding of the Masons here in Quincy, and they had quite an event at Granite Links, and we had a string quartet broken off from the orchestra that performed there, and it was, you know, a sad story to see about that fire at their original building my dad went to many
is that right?
A generation more ago.
Wow.
But they have a wonderful place also, a new place here in Quincy, and it was a good fraternal gathering.
Oh, very nice. That's nice to hear. Yeah.
So we participate in other parts, not just, you know, in the performance, but in the accompanying of some types of events, such as those.
Yeah, it's truly a community orchestra. Yeah. Events like that, you know, to be able to come out and support them for that.
Nice. So we're not totally shut down during the summer.
All right. But you take a little bit of a break.
Yeah. But we're very excited for this upcoming concert. It's always a pleasure to do the outdoor concert where we see people come in. Sit on park benches, sit in the grass, bring their own little folding chairs, and just enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the music, and one another.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we talk about that, though, let's talk a little bit about, you have a new website, you have a new way to get a hold of you, you have openings that you're looking to fill.
Yes. So we had been QuincySymphonyOrchestra.org,
right.
And now we're .com. So we're finding a lot more people finding us there and engaging with us, not only for support, and we appreciate the donors. It's what makes a community orchestra run.
That's right.
And additionally, we have so many more contacts from community members who may have gotten away from performing in college or in high school and now want to re-engage into classical music. And so this summer has been a very busy visiting time for the website QuincySymphonyOrchestra.com.
Super.
And so they're going to be joining us next Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's exciting for them and exciting for us.
Okay, all right. Are there openings in the orchestra?
Yes,
right now?
So our string section is filling out nicely. However, we still do have openings in the string section.
Okay.
Specifically, we do have a need of a trumpet player, horn player, and trombone. Those are probably the three areas where we would want to speak to some folks to fill those critical places.
Okay, and what's the process for them to do that?
They can go to the website and contact us or use my email address directly, brian@QuincySymphonyOrchestra.com.
Okay.
And then they'll get right to me and
you'll set up a time,
and we'll set up a time to chat.
And see if it works.
That's right.
For both sides. Okay,
It's fun because, you know, that's, you know, as I think back some 44 years ago when I first joined the orchestra.
When you were just a lad.
Six.
Yeah.
It was in preschool.
That's right.
It was
a prodigy. Child prodigy.
It was an exciting time for me and for the orchestra, you know, and once it gets into your blood, you know, it's a volunteer group. It's not about paying the bills. It's about feeding your soul.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a common story, though, with members, right? They stay for a long time. You know, once they're in the group.
We just had two of our longest standing members retire after 65 seasons.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
So that speaks volumes.
Yeah. And it speaks a lot to our music director as well. No, in all candor, there's there's a certain proficiency, a skill that a music director needs to have with regard to executing the music and bringing the most out of the musicians. But on the other side, it can't be so heavy-handed that it's it's an arduous chore to come to rehearsals. And Yoichi strikes that balance so well.
Yeah.
That it's inviting, yet brings us to the highest level.
Yeah, how many members in the orchestra now, Brian?
Oh, I don't know. It depends, but I mean, we probably have about 40 core members, and we do have to supplement depending on the pieces that we're we're doing.
Yeah.
So,
how long have you been with the orchestra?
Oh my gosh, I'm not exactly sure. Is it? I think it started in '95, something like that.
'95, yeah. So your 32nd year.
Okay. So
is
you
that
were
correct?
Six. You were six too.
You know, my wife and I always joke, like, how could that have been 30 years ago? We're not even 18.
That's right. Two prodigies here.
Music keeps you young.
Ah, is that the key? That's the secret.
That's the key.
Okay. No, but you're right, Brian. It does speak a lot to your direction, Yoichi, for sure.
Thank you.
Having worked with the orchestra personally, it's a joy. It's a pleasure. And you can see it in folks' faces.
Well, thank you.
You can feel it during the performances
and
as well.
And the audience feels it.
Now, well, that's right. Yeah, especially at a live performance like the September 12th concerts.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about the Pops concert on the Common. Again, Saturday, September 12th, 4 o'clock on the Hancock Adams Common. What's going to be happening?
So it's part of the America 250 celebration.
Sure.
And so it's a kind of, it's not 100% patriotic, but it's kind of focused on American or Americana. And we're doing some music, for example, John Williams' Liberty Fanfare.
Mm. Yes.
Which he wrote for the unveiling of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, yeah.
Very famous piece.
Yeah.
We're doing and we're doing works with the Quincy Choral Society.
Yes.
And their conductor, Sarah LaBrie. So Sarah and I, we have a wonderful, I mean, and the Quincy Choral Society and the Quincy Symphony, we've had a lot of collaborations over the last couple
of
years.
Well, they've been around quite a long time. Not quite as long as the symphony, but a long time.
Oh, no, and it's doing very well under Sarah's direction.
Yes.
Sarah's really talented, and we have a great working relationship, and so we're going to take, we're going to pass the baton.
I was just going to say, you're going to conduct the Choral Society, and she's going to conduct
the... We're going to take, you know, we're going to be passing the baton, literally, back and forth.
Yeah.
And so...
It's like an orchestral relay.
Yeah, it's a relay. musical relay, yeah. And
good thing the performers know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We don't drop the baton somewhere.
Yeah.
And so we're, you know, doing music by Aaron Copland.
Oh, okay,
we're doing, they're going to be singing America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
We're doing Bernstein's West Side Story music. And there's a whole mixture of things. And then actually the Quincy Symphony for Quincy 400 last year commissioned Brian and his wife.
That's right.
Work from... by a local composer named Michael Gandolfi, and we're going to be playing that as well.
Okay.
Because Quincy 400, America 250, I think that works.
Yeah, well, the mayor has said this is kind of the city's way to recognize America 250, you know, is with events like this.
Yeah, it'll be a real celebration of, and we live in a great country.
Mm.
We're very fortunate to be here. As an immigrant, I really can feel that. I feel that way.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I came here as a young child, and this is, you know, people can moan and groan about something's not being right, but it's still an extraordinary place, and I think it's right that we should be celebrating the 250. You know,
it's a free show.
Yeah.
Folks can just come with their lawn chairs or blankets or.
And I think there's going to be food trucks and things like that.
Yes.
Right?
Let's see here. There'll be adult beverages. It says
will
be available
adult beverages,
for purchase.
Okay.
Yes. And then you can. There's many restaurants in the area that folks can patronize. How long is the show, Yoichi?
So we're going to start at 4.
Okay.
And we should be. It's about 2 hours.
Okay.
I mean, we're not going to play a solid 2 hours.
Sure.
But the concert should be about 2 hours long.
Okay. All right, great.
We'll have an intermission for folks to visit the adult beverage truck.
Of course. After which the show will be very festive.
It takes on a new level of enthusiasm.
We will keep the musicians away.
Okay. At least until after the show.
Yeah, we'll leave this on the patriotic side of things.
That's right. Yeah.
And the music that, you know, as Yoichi said, although it's not 100% patriotic, it truly has deep roots in it. And the composers go back to, well, the 1812 Overture of Tchaikovsky, yeah. late 1800s. Right. Aaron Copland, in, you know, as we came into...
No howitzers, by the way, on the, yeah, on the, on the common note.
No. We couldn't get the permits.
Yeah, right. No, but you're right. Yeah.
And then we move on to more contemporary composers. So we talked about Tom Vinieri just recently. He's got a piece that we'll be performing. And then Michael Gandolfi, who's a living composer, you know, here in Boston.
Yeah.
So it's through the ages. And here we are looking back 250 years, so I think very, very appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. The nice thing, too, with the Choral Society participating, folks tend to sing along.
Oh, yeah.
I think,
absolutely.
You know, when you have vocals to go with the music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they sound fabulous, the Choral Society. So, and there's something about the spoken, I mean, the sung word, too, right, that is...
Well, it's connecting,
yes,
right?
It's very good. And so it's going to be a fun show. We can hardly wait.
Yeah. Will there be costumes you each use? I know sometimes you're famous for visual displays.
Accoutrements, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Probably not.
Probably not this time, but we'll have fun. I think it'll be, and it's for the entire family, too.
Yes, so. Yes. It is weather dependent.
I know. Let's not. It's going to be great weather. It's going to be absolutely great weather.
Okay. There is no contingency plan.
There is a contingency plan, but it's not going to be necessary.
We won't even talk about it.
We're looking good. We've looked at the advance forecast.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And this really kicks off the season, Brian, right?
It truly does. A very busy season coming up. Mm. We have three classical concerts throughout the season, November, February, and May. Mm. And then we have this Pops concert. We have a family concert in March. And then we have the holiday season, Tis the Season, collaboration with the Quincy Public Schools, wherein some of the John Adams Orchestra members, the young students, will sit side by side with QSO members playing a few pieces. The combined choral groups of Quincy and North Quincy High School will be performing, and the teachers.
And the teachers.
That's right.
Yeah, they call themselves the Merry Minstrels.
That's right, yeah.
And that concert is really, we love doing that concert.
Yeah.
The teachers are extraordinary, the students are incredible, and it's inspiring concert to do, right? Because the students have so much enthusiasm that it reminds us of, you know,
it's a different energy, right? Yeah, when young people are involved,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And I mean, we need the next generation of young musicians to come up.
Yeah. Right? Have you seen that happen in the orchestra, folks? You know, the members now that were students then.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. And we see that also. Well, for example, our soloists.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The May concert will feature a yet to be determined concerto competition winner.
Right.
Typically, well, we had as young as an 8 or 9 year old playing
amazing.
Piano. One year.
That's a true prodigy.
But oftentimes it's high school, and we'll be having that concerto competition in January, typically.
Okay.
And so we don't know what the concerto will be in May yet, but we'll find yet fabulous talent. And one of those folks who played with us as a 10-year-old, 55 years ago.
Yeah.
Victor Rominol, who played his career with the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the violin section, will be performing with us in our November concert.
Yeah. Oh.
He'll be doing the Brook Violin Concerto.
Yeah.
And so Victor is always, it's fun to see the newspaper clippings of him sitting at the QSO when his feet wouldn't touch the floor from the chair. And now he's gone on to greater
heights.
He's a fabulous
musician.
Player.
He is
an
incredible
so there's
musician.
One example of young to more mature, we won't say old.
And some of our concerto competition winners have really gone on to extraordinary things. Yeah, I mean, Jonah Ellsworth is in the Boston Symphony now.
Wow.
As a cellist.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And Vladimir Fung is now concertizing all around the world, also another cellist. It's kind of gratifying to have been, you know, part of that development.
I am sure, don't forget where you came from, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, we knew them when, right?
well, right, yeah.
And this season, one of our classical concerts, the one in February, will feature a guitar player playing.
Extraordinary. Do not miss this concert.
This is one.
Yeah.
The piece is written by Rodrigo, and it's a guitar concerto that has some amazing themes and some very, very challenging technical parts. It's actually my wife's, one of our favorite pieces. It was played at our wedding reception.
It was that deep in meaning
to us.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people are going to be coming to the February just for that little bit of a change of pace, the guitar, classical guitar with that Spanish influence, the passion, the technical, and the soaring themes.
I might add, it's interesting because he's Russian born.
Oh, interesting.
Right? But he plays flamenco like no one else in the world.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I mean, this is world class level playing.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll have another chance to talk about
him.
But yeah. Grisha Goryachev, if you look him up on YouTube, he it's incredible. Incredible.
How did that relationship with the symphony orchestra?
I knew somebody who knew him, and they suggested that we invite him.
Okay.
This was at a different orchestra.
Yes.
And then I worked with him many times.
Okay.
But he's just extraordinary.
See, this is one of the benefits, too, of having somebody like Yuichi, who's been in the position for a long time and in the industry for a long time to make those connections and bring this kind of talent right here to Quincy.
We can hardly wait. I know our audience. Audiences are going to go nuts.
So that's in February. We'll have you back before then. For sure. Going nuts. Okay. Mozart would be proud.
He would be very proud.
But in the short term, we're talking about the Pops concert. Again, it's on the Common, Saturday, September 12th, 4 p.m. with the Quincy Choral Society. Come and celebrate America 250.
Yeah, and we want to make sure to just give a big shout out to AmeriCoke and the city of Quincy for sponsoring this and making this possible. And John McDonald, who's the head of the events. John was working very hard to make all these things happen, and he's going to make the weather go well.
Okay.
John, we're counting on you.
Okay. Have a wonderful performance.
Thank you, John. Thanks for
stopping by, and we'll see you again before the season ends, for sure.
We'll look forward to seeing you on the Common.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Okay.